I often get requests to identify the angry left. Who are they? Well, there isn't enough time to describe all of their attributes, but here are just a few. They argue that a 12-year-old girl is grown up enough to get an abortion without parental notification, but they categorize all teenagers, including 19-year-olds, who commit violent crimes as children. They don't want to be seen as unpatriotic, but so many hope that only tragedy befalls our servicemen and women. They argue that nutty academics proselytizing hateful and repugnant remarks in college classrooms are practicing academic freedom, but students who explore politically incorrect viewpoints in term papers should be expelled. They call displays of the Cuban, North Korean, or Iranian flags as examples of tolerance, but displays of the American flag is narrow-minded jingoism and fascism. They think the taxpayers who earned their money are not entitled to it, but that it belongs to politicians and bureaucrats. They believe the Iraqi people never experienced hardship, tragedy, or suffering until after American troops arrived. They want to suspend every first grader from school who draws a stick figure holding a gun, but they claim a 17-year-old convicted of a gun crime has a right to be in a public classroom. They worship Ted Kennedy, who left a young woman to drown in his car in 1969, but they claim it was George Bush who killed every soldier who died in combat. That's the angry left. And that's The Point. I'm Mark Hyman. Visit me on the web at newcentral.tv and click on The Point.